We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. Jim Galante joins us as well, just because we felt like you deserved to hear his voice. Segment brought to you, it's Take a Stand, brought to you by GoPSURV.com for the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. You got to check them out. It's GoPSURV.com. Fantastic RVs you can rent for individual games. Free shuttle, large projection TV in the lot, free Wi-Fi, and you can enjoy tailgating with a 409 barbecue and wine. And Labatt Beer. Go to PSURV.com for all the details. By the way, a tailgate under the pavilion is this weekend, Friday night before the Michigan State game from 6 to 10 p.m. Check out the details. You can buy tickets there at tailgatewine.com.
I will be there.
Jimmy will be there. All the more reason. Absolutely. You don't even have to pay to see Jim or talk to Jim. It's free.
I don't want to talk to anyone. I'll be there for the food.
Yeah. Well, of course.
So there you go. All right. Gentlemen, ready to take a stand?
If you're not familiar with the concept, Jim's going to float some concepts out there. Greg and I are going to take our positions on them. Greg is going to be gifted a victory, and we'll move on.
All right. So we all know what the plan is. Let's move on. All right. Here we go. First up, a lot of conversation last week or so on this. Penn State is 24-4 over its last 28 games, with all four losses coming in the fourth quarter where they've blown a lead. Now, it's probably unfair, and we shouldn't place the blame on one area. But that's not going to stop us, is it?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, where do you place the major blame for these fourth quarter breakdowns? Is it coaching, defensive coordinator, the offense without the running game? Greg, I'm going to let you start.
I'm going to go with the pass rush. I don't really know where else to point the finger. And it's not necessarily one player or one coach or one. It's just, for whatever reason, late in games, and you go back to Ohio State last year, you go back to Michigan State last year, and you go to Ohio State this year, Ohio State's Chase Young basically won Ohio State the game. I mean, obviously, there was a lot more that went on into that victory for the Buckeyes, but he was a dominant defensive lineman. Penn State just does not and has not had one. They've had some really good players. They have not had one guy that can simply take over the football game and make an opposing quarterback's life uncomfortable in the fourth quarter. And that's really was it. The difference. The 2016 win was Garrett Sickles being able to do that. And they have not had someone to do that in 2016 losses to Michigan State and Ohio State, and also the Ohio State loss this past year as well.
So, yeah, I do think it's a mix of several things. You look at the two losses last year, pass rush was the lack of pass rush on Brian Lewerke, and JT Barrett just did whatever he wanted to do last year in that loss to Ohio State. Is the fourth loss the USC loss in the Rose Bowl? Is that the
– Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, in that USC game, I can't remember the exact details in terms of what lead Penn State was holding, but they got into a situation where – they lost sight of what got them to that point, right? They got overly conservative. They started playing that uphill battle against the clock, and you end up letting a lead slip away by losing what I think your identity is. And I think any criticism about the coaching in that game is fair. Who knows what happens with Sam Darnold and that USC offense, whatever. But I think you can't argue with – the biggest factor against in that Ohio State game, I felt like – was coaching also in a couple of different respects. Is that fourth and five call, which you might be able to make a reasonable case why you run it up the middle based on the look that you saw and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, your best players need to win or lose games for you. That, I think that criticism is fair. I also feel like I can't help but feel like you just shouldn't be able to get picked apart by screen passes and bubble screens and those quick play. You know, so I felt like Ohio State just did a better job adjusting, and Penn State just didn't adjust back to those quick passes. So in at least two of those four losses, I felt like coaching was the culprit. And you could probably make the same case anytime you're leading in the fourth quarter, especially, you know, in a big way by a touchdown or more, you should win the game. And if you don't, that falls back on the coaches. So I would put coaching at the top of that list.
Dusty, you get the point on that one.
Nice.
I think when you have one place to blame in several places, then you just put it on the coaching because they're ultimately responsible, whether they're going into a shell on offense or someone's beating you with the same play over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're going to get the point
there. All right.
How about that? All right. Again, let's go with another topic conversation, guys, we're covering earlier. We have talking playoffs. With the top teams, the obvious names, Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Those are the teams I'm going to list for you. Can Penn State beat out any of those teams if Penn State has one loss and any of those teams have one loss? Again, I'll give them Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. Could a one-loss Penn State team beat out a one-loss any one of those teams?
I think Oklahoma's the only one. And with the caveat that the whatever the loss would be for Alabama, for Georgia, for Ohio State, for Clemson is in the same neighborhood of margin and quality of opponent. So if the losses are similar, Penn State's not going to overcome Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, or Ohio State, especially since they lost to Ohio State. So let's just say Ohio State, for example, and this would be a mess, but let's just say they win out, get the Big Ten championship game, and they lose by a point to Wisconsin. Then what? I don't even know.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it's possible in that scenario that Penn State could get some consideration.
As long as it beat Wisconsin, yeah.
Yeah, if Penn State beats Wisconsin, a similar thing unfolded where Penn State was out and Ohio State was in a couple years ago. I think if Georgia loses to Alabama, whatever, SEC championship game, I think there's still a good chance that that both of those teams are in if they were both unbeaten at the time. Clemson is an interesting one because they've got a limp to the finish line win on their resume too at home against Syracuse 2 weeks ago. So there's some possibility there. I think Penn State gets in over Oklahoma because Penn State's resume will be a little bit better and their loss will be a little bit better.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So I'm going to include Oklahoma for sure. Ohio State, with that caveat that if they lose the Big Ten title game to Wisconsin, Penn State would, assuming Penn State beats Wisconsin and wins out, of course, Penn State would then, even though it lost to Ohio State, the common opponent could give them a shot. It's a very long shot, but I'm throwing Clemson in there too. You mentioned the 27-23 win over Syracuse. It was absolutely a limp to the finish game. But then look at the rest of their schedule, Dustin.
The ACC
they're gonna
sucks.
Play, they're going to play
no way around it.
One ranked opponent in NC State who very well might not be ranked by the time the season's over. So, I mean, look at this schedule. Florida State, Louisville, Boston College, Duke, South Carolina. Lose any of those teams and you are no longer in the conversation as a one-loss team to go to the college football playoff. I just don't think you can be if teams have losses to Ohio State on their schedule, lost to Alabama on their schedule, lost to Georgia or Clemson, to Georgia on their schedule. So if Clemson loses one of those teams, I think Penn State can jump over them as well.
Yeah, so I think there's no way for Clemson to have a loss that matches the magnitude of Penn State's loss. There's
right.
No,
agreed.
Both in quality, like it would be a much worse loss if Clemson loses. So Clemson is in that group too. So I think Alabama, Georgia, both those teams, if they lose, especially if one of them loses to each other, they're both in over Penn State. Ohio State, I still feel like would get in over Penn State.
I think so too.
But if Clemson does lose, it would be Penn State over that.
You're a little late bringing Clemson to the table there, Dusty. But how about Notre Dame?
I think human nature creeps into the committee's subconscious area where Notre Dame is battling. If they get in, that means one of the Power Five conference champs or whoever can't get in.
Right.
So I think part of that they have a little bit less margin, I feel like. And especially, again, if they lose, it will be to an unranked team.
Yeah, I mean, this is the hard part of the conversation, quite honestly, because you're trying to project who they're going to lose to. There's not many teams that are going to have three. Well, I don't know if Virginia Tech will be ranked to end the season, considering their mess at quarterback. But at the time they played them, there's not going to be too many teams that have three victories over ranked opponents. And so I think they might have a little bit of margin of error for a loss. But again, look who we're talking about here. Pitt, Navy, Northwestern, Florida State, Syracuse, and USC. The only one I think you could possibly maybe excuse would be a road loss to USC. But that's not a good team this year. They're 3-2 so far. They have a loss to Texas, a loss to Stanford. I get it. They haven't necessarily, it's not like they've lost to the worst teams on their schedule. But at the same time, I'm not sure. That would be a very close call. And I think it would depend on who they lost to. If it was USC, then there's a conversation to be had. If they, if it's somebody else, there's probably not.
If Penn State, if their only loss was 27-26 in a game where they were the better team against a team that's in the college football playoff, you're just not going to have any, a better loss than that. So it's tricky. Right. I mean, a lot of it just depends on how all this stuff unfolds. But they will be at the top of the one-loss team heap, I think, again, besides Alabama and Georgia.
So you've since adjusted your answer from just Oklahoma, Clemson, and Notre Dame.
It's a dumb question that we had to work. So
the point's given to Greg. You lost.
Well, of course, I mean, it was going to be anyway. But to there's so much stuff. We were working it out on the fly. We had to unpack a lot of stuff in that one question.
All right. I still have to add one more part to that question. Alabama, Georgia could quite conceivably be both undefeated going into the SEC championship game. Losing a conference championship game, what's the effect of that?
They both have mystique. So Alabama and Georgia both have mystique, and they deserve it. And they're coming back. They were college football playoff teams last year. They deserve it. And that work, that kind of sways people. Ohio State has mystique. Clemson has mystique. If the only loss that Georgia has is to Alabama in the SEC championship game, they're in.
And as long as it's not a blowout.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't even know if I can say that. You know what I mean? If they get beat 49-0 by Alabama, they're probably out. But I don't know what's the safe margin. I don't know.
All right, let's move on. Tied 1-1. Here's the tiebreaker. We don't have much time. The Nittany Lions were described by Coach Franklin as great but not elite. Do you see them being an elite team in the next year or two? Greg, you go first.
Boy, that's a tough one to answer in about 15 seconds. if one of the backup quarterbacks can play close to the level that Trace McSorley has, yes. But that's the biggest question mark, whether or not the quarterback play, how far will it fall once McSorley leaves? The guy's a winner. He's done things that no other quarterback at Penn State has ever done, maybe will never do. So I think that's the biggest question. But to answer it, yes, I think they will be.
I think yes. Also, I think it comes down to the biggest wave of natural talent is that some of the youngest players on the team. I think we knew in 2018 that there's going to be an experience issue, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But if you look at all the high 4 stars and the 5 stars that are just not quite there yet right now, including Justin Shorter, including Jahan Dotson, guys that we haven't even seen yet, Jason Owe, who we haven't seen yet, mm-hmm. PJ Mustafer, all this supporting cast, I'm not to downplay the quarterback position, but they're going to be so good in so many places next year.
Will it be Sean Clifford or Tommy Stevens making them elite?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Stevens.
All right, for taking a stand, Greg gets the point and the win.
All right. Well, I mean, if he didn't take a stand, he still would have got it. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. If you want to listen to Greg being unfairly handed another title, go check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.